through argument and disagreement. Two things come to mind that are especially applicable to those in a Christian setting, usually a church environment. First, some fear division. When people are free to express strong differences of opinion, especially on theological issues, it threatens unity, they say. Consequently, the minute a disagreement surfaces, someone jumps in to shut down dissent in order to keep the peace. This is unfortunate. True enough, Christians sometimes get distracted by useless disputes. Paul warns against wrangling about words and quarreling about foolish speculations, 2 Timothy 2:14, 23. But he also commands us to be diligent workmen, handling the word of truth accurately, 2 Timothy 2:15. And because some disputes are vitally important, Paul solemnly charges us to reprove, rebuke, and exhort when necessary, 2 Timothy 4:1 through 2. This cannot be done without some confrontation, but disagreement need not threaten genuine unity. To be of one mind biblically doesn't mean that all have to share the same opinion. It means a warm fellowship based on communion with Christ in the midst of differences. It does not mean abandoning all attempts at refining our knowledge by enforcing an artificial unanimity. True maturity means learning how to disagree in an aggressive fashion, yet still maintaining a peaceful harmony in the church. There's a second reason why Christians resist arguments. Some believers, unfortunately, take any opposition as hostility, especially if their own view is being challenged. In some circles, it's virtually impossible to take exception to a cherished view or a respected teacher without being labeled malicious. This is a dangerous attitude for the church because the minute one is labeled mean-spirited simply for raising an opposing view, debate is silenced. If we disqualify legitimate discussion, we compromise our ability to know the truth. It is important not to deal with dissent in this way. Instead, we ought to learn how to argue in a principled way, fairly, reasonably, and graciously. We need to cultivate the ability to disagree with civility and not take opposition personally. We must also have the grace to allow our own views to be challenged with evidence, reasoning, and scripture. Those who refuse to dispute have a poor chance of growing in their understanding of truth. There is no reason to threaten our unity by frivolous debate. However, many debates are worthy of our best efforts. Paul told Timothy, "Retain the standard of sound words, and guard the treasure which has been entrusted to you."